Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
In 1992, Democratic presidential nominee Bill Clinton famously told the American voters hurting from a lousy economy, "I feel your pain." Whether Bill was for once being sincere or not, it was a good line, and it resonated. Now, Joe Biden is running for re-election with the opposite message. Stop complaining. Everything is going great. Some of his sycophants in Congress and his stooges in the media are now complaining that the problem isn't Biden's failed policies, but that Americans are just too stupid to understand how good things are today. Gail Collins of the New York Times recently groused, "I know that we aren't supposed to lecture people about how good their lives are, but it's weird that the nation doesn't seem more conscious of how well things are going. Prices have begun to stabilize or even drop." She might as well have taken out a bullhorn and screamed, "Listen up, all you little people. Bidenomics is as good as it gets. You're just going to have to learn to live with 20% higher prices, trillion-dollar deficits, declining purchasing power, schools that don't teach, crime on the streets, a porous border, anti-Semitism, and a $4 a gallon gas." Most of the people who are boasting about the gleaming economy are inside the Washington bubble or nested inside college faculty lounges. This Grand Canyon divide between the ruling class and real Americans in tough blue-collar jobs or starting a career has seldom been more pronounced. Even Barack Obama's political director, David Axelrod, warned Biden to stop hyping an economy that has left more than half of America behind. "It drives me crazy when he does that," Axelrod said. "It also makes Biden seem hopelessly out of touch with Main Street America. When nearly 2 out of 3 Americans say things aren't going well for their personal financial situation, the 'don't worry, be happy' bromide isn't the response most voters are looking for. The vast majority of Americans have seen wages and salaries lag behind inflation now for more than 3 years. The inflation rate appeared late last year to be falling to 3%, but now is trending back to closer to 5% on an annual basis. There are lots of ways of measuring the decline in real take-home pay for middle-class families, but the best measure is about a $2,500 decline in purchasing power since Biden took over. Even the job market, which has been strong under Biden, with more job openings than people looking for work, is showing cracks. Part-time employment is surging, and full-time jobs have been negative in the last 2 months. So hourly wages are rising even as weekly pay is falling. Biden's strategy is to blame Trump, my predecessor, for the weakening economy, which is a big stretch given that Trump was already pulling the economy out of a COVID recession 6 months before Biden occupied the Oval Office.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.